Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, one of the really interesting developments pretty much over the last 10 to 15 years has been this whole development of wine in a box.
Bag in a box.
Bag in a box wines. I think it really kind of came out of Australia originally.
Yeah, for sure.
And a lot of us kind of poo-pooed it at first, but you realize there's so much good juice out there. It's got to have an outlet somewhere.
Got to go somewhere.
And you just did some, of God's work for the rest of us.
Well, Hugh, here's the truth. And you know, anyone who claims, well, I'm a wine snob, listen very carefully. I always have box wine on hand because I don't always want to open up a whole bottle. You know, I just might want a glass or two.
Makes total sense.
And the fact that I can keep this for maybe a month or so without it going bad is great. My favorite brand, after trying a lot, is Bota Box. And I have to tell you, it's quite a good product. Let's look at the Chardonnay for starters. And these are all $18 to $20, depending where you get them.
But they're like, what, 3 liter?
Four.
4 liters?
Four bottles.
So that's
three liters, four bottles. That's right.
That's right.
This was a surprisingly rich little Chardonnay. First, it has an aroma of white grapefruit, spring flowers, and minerality. On the palate, the wine is perfectly dry with fruit that has depth and a bit of richness to it. There's no apparent oak, of course, but with classic California Chardonnay flavors like butterscotch, lemon, and mineral notes. It's all totally respectable, and you can slip this into a dinner party. No one would ever notice. The one that I really like is the Old Vine Zinfandel, and we have a very attractive Zinfandel here. It's slightly pale in color, and at first sip, it seems just a touch light, but that's okay. The fruit explodes, and boy, is this something. It starts with the nose, which is classic. It's briar, sweet raspberry, a touch of black pepper. And on the palate, the first impression is that this is just, a tad light, but all of a sudden you get this burst of sweet berry fruit, and it just doesn't quit. It seems that the grapes are probably coming from Lodi.
That would make sense.
Which would make total sense. I like this wine. It's my wine of the week. The Cabernet Sauvignon. A cheap cab is usually pretty awful, and this one is not a cheap cab, even though it's $18 to $20 for the box. I would have to call it kind of a junior cab.
Okay.
What they seem to have done is swap out fruit sweetness for finesse and sophistication. So those are gone. Fruit sweetness is in there.
Okay.
Which is pretty good. And the flavors are pretty, but they are quite sweet for cabs. So I would say it's not varietally totally correct. But very drinkable, a nice red, but don't go buying this because you want cab flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, Pinot Grigio. Again, $18 to $20 for the box. This white is lighter than the Chard, and like the Chard, though, it has good richness in the fruit. The wine smells like green pears, lime, and wet stones, and the acidity is quite good. It gives the wine good structure. The lime flavors were evident, along with white grapefruit, and they all fit within the parameters of the variety of Pinot Grigio.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a very pleasant wine. I think these are all a good deal. Please do not think that if you buy box wine, you're suddenly handing in your wine card. You're not. Tell them Al Spohler likes this stuff, so I can like it too, and that's the truth. I am Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.